hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio.
Wow. Woo! Good afternoon, good evening, good night, everyone. It is the National Intel Report. John Stadtmiller is out chasing rainbows, and I'm here sitting in. And we're glad to be with you here. It's, I guess, an open lines Friday opportunity for you to jump on board and be part of the great adventure in radio across the internet and beyond. Today, I'm watching as the federal government sneaks in and uses tax dollars to rescue the rapidly collapsing Dow Jones Industrial Average. And the Treasury Department stepped in today and I'm told spent as much as $80 billion of your tax dollars to stop the bleeding today. Now, if the average American understood this was happening, they'd probably not be as appreciative as some of the finer folks that represent us in Washington. But this is what they do. This is, you know, we've been told, most of us throughout our lives, that we live in a free market society. Oh yes, we are Friedmanites, man. We believe in the Friedman way. Free market and how it's, well, we're in a free markets. You can't even imagine how much money they, you know, rate from your wallets to keep us so-called free market free. Now, we live in a planned economy, planned by a bunch of strategists at the Federal Reserve. We don't know a damn thing, obviously, about what they're doing to the country. And it is beyond frightful. And to watch the Treasury Department have to come in and bail out and buy stocks and shore up the stock market and try to keep it from collapsing on the weekend. I mean, this thing was headed south, baby. It was down over 700 points today, way down below 8,000, it was headed towards where it probably should be, which is somewhere in the 5,000 to 7,000 range. It's so overinflated and overpriced, it's just stupid. So today we're watching as the stock market is not allowed to do what it's supposed to do on its natural course. Now you listen to this and you say, man, what's wrong with that guy? Does he want the stock market to crash? Is he insane? What the heck? No, I don't want the stock market to crash. But I do want to crash the Federal Reserve. I do want to crash the fraud in our monetary policy. I want to get rid of the crooks. And the only way that my fellow Americans are going to help me get rid of the crooks is if this thing goes kersplat. We talked about it for years. I mean, how many years have we talked about money and what real money is and, you know, the differences between money backed by something of substance and the fiat currency system and fractionalized banking and making money up out of thin air? We warned and warned and warned, the Federal Reserve ain't federal, you know. Nobody wanted to listen. Nobody wanted to hear. Well, let me ask you, can you hear us now? Can you hear us now? I think so. Roger Fredenberg in for John Stadtmiller. 800-313-9443 is the number. You can call it. 800-313-9443. Stay there.
There we go. You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross, American. Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming. But today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide. After you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, it's Roger Fredenberg in for John Stadtmiller today. Hello, how are you? Nice to be with you as always. Wow. I'm having a hard time believing that any of this stuff is true out there that's going on out there, you know? This is so bizarre because the news media have made fun of guys like John Stadtmiller and Roger Fredenberg for years. Not that John and I are identical in our thinking because we're legions apart in many areas, but we're good friends. But the point is that we've always been right about the important issues. And one of those issues is that this Federal Reserve System was failing the country, that the corruption in Washington was wrecking the country, that the bribes and the conniving and the behind the scenes crap was going to wreck the country. Well, hello, hello, can you see it now? And yet nobody's out there on the front lines on the talking head shows like Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh. Nobody's out there saying we got to dump the Federal Reserve. We got to get rid of this criminal tax code that encourages bribing politicians to give goodies to favored people. Nobody's talking about doing the things that need to be done to solve the problem. So let me help you out, people in Washington. Let me help you out, you morons, okay? Pay attention, you dipsticks, you dumb morons. There's only so many words you can say without cussing on the radio, huh? Let's see. Whew, I got a whole litany of things here to say. None of them are legal, so here we go. You idiots! God, will you please dump the Federal Reserve? The monetary policy system that's failed the country. Will you please go on a standard like a gold standard, something of substance backs the currency? Will you please dump this 11,000 pages of crap we call a tax code? Go wipe your kazoos with that thing and get down to something really simple like our founders had. How about excise taxes? Huh? How about import and duties and things like that? Huh? How about that? It's working fine in the Bahamas, by the way. In the Bahamas, they operate and for long term now, they operate with a positive cash flow using the exact system that our founders established for America, which is import duties and stuff like that. Tariffs. They don't go after people. There's no direct taxation in the Bahamas. Works great. You can't bribe. Go try to bribe someone in the Bahamian parliament. You got nothing on them. There's nothing you can do for them. I mean, I'm watching as Barack Hussein Obama, or as I like to call him, Lost Little Sambo meets John McRambo. He's going to buy a half hour's time or whatever on all the major networks. Spend tens and tens of millions of dollars so he can go in there and sit there and babble at you for half an hour. Oh, yeah, this is a contrived, set up, established commercial, a half hour long commercial. And I'm Barack Obama, the little black Sambo, who is afraid to have a head on with Rambo. You know, this guy's been dodging John McCain in these town hall meetings. Dodged like 29 of them because he's such a coward. Not that John McCain's the end all and be all, I got to tell you. I mean, John McCain to me looks like a broken down old buffoon up there, stumbling around on the stage. My God, somebody tell him not to shuffle around. You think he's, you know, some kind of a play actor off an old Carol Burnett, Happy Night or something, you know, trying to play a great grandpa or something. Well, you remember was it Harvey Korman or one of those guys used to do that little shuffle on the Carol Burnett show? Anybody remember that? Am I dating myself? He's old, man. And it just is just absolutely mind-boggling that people are not out, you know, doing the Rwanda thing in the streets with their machetes about now. You'd think a politician would be like fair game about now, you know? They'd be like running around with bodyguards, putting on armor. I mean, and, you know, there are a lot of bankers and corporate executives, same way. They should all have to be running around in body armor right now. The fact that they're not is a testament to the greatness of this country. The fact that the American people, even while they're being held down and screwed, apparently have the veracity to just sit back and take it. I don't know how we do it. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you take it every day. But you probably just haven't been forced to be hungry yet. You know, you're still like a bunch of overspent mall brats waiting for mommy to cut you off your 20s. I talked to somebody today who said, I don't know if I can afford to I have to decide without how to pay my rent or buy cigarettes. Like, how is that a complex decision?
I don't know. Should I buy some smokes or should I pay my rent? I don't know. God, you help me, please.
I mean, hello. This is the mentality in America.
I don't want to give up nothing.
So it's weird. I know it's going to sound a little weird, but there's a part of me that actually is kind of enjoying the fact that people are going to be forced to wake up in this country. People are finally going to be forced to come around. But we've been saying for years in talk radio, especially alternative talk radio, that these things were going to come. It's just a matter of time. You can't artificially hold up this kind of an economy forever. Osama bin Laden, in his manifesto, said that he wanted to strike at the heart of America's financial institutions because if he could ever prick the little bubble, he said 75% of America's wealth is an illusion built on financial instruments of no real value. And if we just ever get the American people to catch on to that, the great Satan, as he calls us, would come crashing down of its own weight. Well, Osama bin Laden, kooky as he may be, is right. You can't have an entire government and an entire nation, especially a superpower nation, established on fraud and lies and deceit, and not expect for that fabric to wear out someday and for the thing to come collapsing in on itself. It's like an old worn-out couch. Uncle Johnny finally sat down in the middle at 400 pounds, and away the springs go, okay? That's it. The springs are gone. Couch is dead. The great couch of America, where all the couch potatoes laid around and sponged off of each other till there's nothing left to sponge. Now these parasites put their sponge out and it comes back dry. I don't care. I mean, I'm thinking that the only way to clean it up is to really clean it up. I mean, get right down to the dirty bowels and all, so to speak, and flush them out. A giant colon cleanse for America. There's the answer, huh? A giant colon cleanse for America. Cleaning 50 years of crud out of a crapper, yes. I like it. But nothing of any significance is going to come of anything you hear. You can listen to these talking heads talk and watch these talking heads walk and listen to their psychobabble. You know, the Sunday talk shows will be full of it, right? But none of them are offering the real answers. None of them are saying get rid of the Federal Reserve. Get rid of the IMF. Get rid of the world banking cartels. Get rid of all these interminglings in foreign countries. Get back to the way our founders designed America to operate. What an interesting notion. Isn't that an interesting thought? Wow, a country that actually operates within its boundaries. A country that actually does what it's supposed to do constitutionally. I can't even imagine. Wow. But as long as the average person doesn't understand, doesn't have a clue, doesn't want to know, or because people like you don't have the guts to tell them so.
Well, I wanted to talk to Joe Biden, but, you know, he's kind of negative. And, well, you know, telling him things like that just get him upset. He may not like me anymore.
Well, I wouldn't be too worried about people liking you right now. I'd be worried about you going out and pounding some sense into the people that you live in with and around. I mean, I'd be tearing down everything I had and selling it to put food away. That's what I'm doing right now. Everything I can get out there. I mean, I got ads running on eBay. I got ads running on Craigslist. I got ads running everywhere. Trying to sell off every little bit of goofy junk I got around this place, and I just turn it right over into food. Why? You'll find out why. You know, I can sit here and tell you, do you know that the grocery stores operate on credit and they stock their shelves based on credit and now they can't get any credit, so how are they going to buy food? And then there are the droughts and the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the tsunamis and the freezes and all the trouble that throughout the world crops have had this year and there's no food. And you wonder why. Why does he say food? All right, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, National Intel Report. I'm Roger Fredenberg, sitting in.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
All right, you renegades. National Intel Report. John Statmiller's not here. I'm sitting in for him. My name's Roger. Radio Roger, my friends call me. Nice to have you with us. Well, the market declines are causing margin calls, ladies and gentlemen. This has got some folks pretty upset. The stock market reeling down has investors who bought stocks on margins facing some pretty tough choices. They're going to have to double down or they're going to have to cut their losses. These are what they call maintenance calls. They're coming quicker and harder, say folks at Merrill Lynch. Merrill demands a lot stricter compliance right now for investors to pony up the money, try to backstop those margin loans. So they're swamped. They're running crazy. They can't keep up with it. And our good friends at the Treasury Department are in there spending money hand over fist trying to prop up this phony stock market. And I don't know what we do about that. You know, you just have to do what you have to do, I guess. And all we can do, ladies and gentlemen, is pray, because that's all we've been left with. If you don't believe in God, pray anyway. You know, I mean, really, I'm telling you, that's about all we're left with right now. You got you've heard the expression, the inmates are running the asylum. Well, it's worse than that. It's worse than that. The inmates aren't just running the asylum. Inmates are turning the asylum upside down. It's insanity. It's the most bizarre, most unbelievable, most shocking, most frightening time in modern American history in the financial marketplace. Now, I'm sure that there are a lot of you out there who don't have any investments. You don't have any stocks. You don't have any 401k plan, you know, and that's fine. But the house of cards is coming down. I'll give you an example. The Health and Human Services departments across the country, they've had a rapid increase in young mothers with children seeking aid for dependent child care. So in each state, they have some apparatus that sees that the paperwork gets run through and the daycare providers get paid. Now, I don't know if you've ever been a daycare provider. It's a very difficult, very, very consuming, very special kind of a calling. And these folks are not getting paid. I know four women who now are 6 or 8 weeks behind because they can't get the money to send out to the mother's daycare providers. So the daycare providers have to tell the mothers, look, if somebody doesn't pay me pretty soon, I'm going to have to dump your kid and, you know, move on. I mean, you just don't realize the tentacles. You don't realize where this thing is reaching. It's in the weirdest little places. Everyone's affected by it. Social Security checks and SSI disability checks are going to be held up, I'm told, maybe next month for as much as 4 to 6 weeks. There's a possibility of a run on banks, or what they call a bank holiday, shutting down the banks for as much as a week to try and rethink things. Right now, the G7 folks and the G20 are meeting in Washington this weekend, and they're probably going to come out of it next week with a policy referendum to put in the Amero, to bring the trilateralist dream to life and merge America, the Americas, United States, Canada, and South Central America, merge us all together into one economic profile. There's a big under-the-sheets push for that this weekend to start moving toward the Amero. And we're all asleep on the hill here. Is that what you want? You want to be part of the new Amero? Huh? Is that what you want? You want to bring Canada and Mexico into the Federation? Well, that's what the trilateralists want. That's what you're going to get this weekend, I think. That's what they're trying to do. Won't that be nice? They're going to come out Monday with a recommendation that the North American Free Trade Agreement be amended with this new Americas Agreement. And whammo, pretty soon they were saying the Amero. Why? Because the dollar's done! That's why. Is that what you want? 800-313-9443. Chris in Hawaii, you're on the radio. Hello. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Listening to your analysis, and I was kind of shocked that you brought up Osama bin Laden as far as knowing exactly how our system works and knows how to pop the bubble.
No, I said in his manifesto, he talks about. Have you ever read his manifesto?
I've looked into it. Yes, I heard.
Yeah, well, he talks in his manifesto about how if they can cause just a pinprick in the bubble. This phony bubble where 75% of our economy is built on financial instruments that have no intrinsic genuine value, that he could bring our economy down.
Let me ask you this. Isn't he an integral part of the people that know what's going on or behind the scenes in America?
Who? Osama bin Laden?
His family. Isn't his family's one of the gangsters behind the scenes?
Well, sure they are. They were part of the Carlyle group with the Bushes. They're all buddies. Hang on a minute. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Can the United States of America survive a total breakdown? Disarmed, prostrate before an unfriendly third world, and overwhelmed by politically correct domestic tyranny, does the spirit of 1776 still live in American hearts? Was 9/11 a wake-up call, a Pearl Harbor for America, or was it Western civilization's Appomattox to Islamo-fascism? These questions and more are answered in Pandemonium in 2012, the new book by Lee Cross.
This is Lee Cross. Americans, Paul Revere's words still ring true. The Redcoats are coming, but today they swapped their red coats for ACLU law books and Islamic terrorist bombs. Read how to stop them. Buy my new book.
Fiction or prophecy, you decide after you buy and read the new book by Lee Cross, Pandemonium in 2012. Published by Virginia City Publishing. Available to order through most bookstores or Amazon.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Yes, you are, and I am sitting in for John Statmo today. Roger Fredenberg is my name, Radio Roger, they like to call me. Been around a long time, folks. I'm the guy who got in trouble and became famous for attacking George Bush the father. I called for his arrest, his trial, and I accused him of treason against the country for going after Larry Powell and Stacey Kunz in the Rodney King beating trial. I'm the guy who took down Senator Bob Packwood. Been around a long time. So I'm no stranger to these folks and the Carlyle Group and the Bushes and Zapata Oil and all these interconnections between the Bin Ladens, not just in the United States, but in Mexico. Chris, did you know they also had a huge, huge investments in Mexico?
Oh, yeah. The government of Mexico has been oppressing the people since they had the revolution back when they threw out the Catholic Church and started stringing up priests and nuns back in the 1920s.
There's a little company in Mexico called Zapata Oil. Zapata Oil is owned by the Bushes and the Bin Ladens, but you don't know about the Bin Ladens because they don't talk about it. Yes, they have an inside ear. I guess to make the point, absolutely, they would know things inside the government, yes.
Well, as far as people like Bin Laden, what's your estimation of their part in this? Because
they're pawns.
He's just playing a role.
They're pawns.
The 9/11 thing.
Well, look, 9/11's a real tough one because, there's so many questions unanswered there. You could draw 1,000 conclusions. So you got to be careful not to just point fingers. In my view, now I know guys are doing it. God bless them for trying to get the truth. But I'm not convinced that we have a clue yet what happened at 9/11. We know for a fact, unless you're just a total moron, that the airplanes didn't bring those buildings down, right? You agree with that? You just have to be an absolute idiot to think that.
I believe that they hit the building, but
They hit the building, but they didn't. They're not the reason those buildings came down. Come on, somebody was in there monkeying around with some stretch cord and stuff long before that airplane ever hit the building. Okay, let's get real. And so we know that. And there's a big question about the Building 7. No one wants to answer those questions either. So we got a lot of unanswered questions. And there's a lot of finger pointing going on. Different groups pointing fingers. You know, who has the most to benefit from this? Well, probably Israel. So do you blame Israel? I don't know that you. I mean, it would seem that it might almost be too obvious to blame Israel. You know, but the Mossad's a clever bunch of folks, right? So I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe George W. Bush knew a thing about this. I think he's a dumber than a box of rocks. I really do. I really think that probably it happened on somebody else's watch, like say Clinton's watch, the whole planning of this thing. But do I think that the FBI and the intelligence services had prior knowledge? Of course they did. I mean, they blew the thing up in 93, you know, in the parking garage, remember?
Sure.
There was no question this building was a target for them, all right? And of course, you know, there are entities out there who benefit from these continued escalations. Remember that Eisenhower warned us about the industrial apparatus, you know, the military industrial apparatus, and to beware of all of that. So, you know, you could sit around and create theories forever. And this is what I think we're so tired of in America. They can't even tell us the truth about JFK, for God's sake. I mean, who in the hell are these people? Hello?
If you ask me, it seems pretty obvious who they are. It's the people running our government.
No, but I'm just saying, I mean, they can't tell us the truth about JFK all these years later? Really?
What the JFK?
Every time I see that weird little redheaded freak with the cancer now, what's his name? From Pennsylvania, the little Republican that makes me want to puke that was on the Warren Commission. Arlen Specter.
Oh, Arlen Specter.
You know, every time I see that guy, I see, well, he just die so somebody can tell the truth or something. It's like I keep thinking, if he'll die, maybe that somebody will come tell us the truth. God, I'm tired of it. And so, yes, people are left to speculate and create conspiracy theories and think up and look for, you know, evidence of whatever evidence exists out there, you know, in the contingency. So I don't know, man. What do you, who knows? All I know is we're being lied to. We're being screwed, blued, and tattooed here, and we're sleeping through it. That's what I know.
Yeah, they're doing a number on us, that's for sure.
Can you tell I'm emotional about it, Chris? I'm pretty angry. I have to be really careful because I don't want to cuss on John's show. But
well, the only thing that I can say is it's very obvious, like they say, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Right. And you really have to question the motives of anybody that's gotten high up in politics. And I think the vast majority of them have either been compromised.
Chris, you probably don't know anything about my background, but I was chief of staff for a congressman in Washington.
Oh, you were?
I was in Washington when my congressman was told that his freshman. Remember the class of 94? The Republican sweep of 94, I was part of that.
Gingrich and all that.
Yeah, and I was swept in there with Wes Cooley out of Oregon, who was later disgraced, sadly, because he was a good man. But when we went back there, we went to the freshman orientation meeting for congressmen. And the old dog bureaucrats and a few of the leaders get up, and basically here's what they say. If you want to be here more than one term, you'll shut up and do what we tell you. If you ever want a committee seat or you ever want to, you know, man a committee as a chair, you'll shut up and do what we tell you. And if you try to accomplish anything back in your home district without us initiating it, you're going home. We won't support you. You'll be a one-termer. And they gave a whole list of reasons. Yeah.
How does a guy like Jim Traficant last as long as he did before they took him down?
Well, he's just, you know, he's a renegade. I mean, Jim was, I knew Jim and I were, I guess we're still friends. He's in prison, right? But we were friends, and I helped Jim with, you know, the IRS bill. Fought with him for years trying to get that House Bill 103 through, well, Taxpayer Bill of Rights, you know, which we did get part of it through, and it's been very helpful for the country. But Traficant was, you know, Traficant also has his skeletons, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And when you got a lot of skeletons in the closet, you become a target. And that's what happened to Jim. Jim was involved in a lot of interesting little things that he probably shouldn't have been, back home with the mobster boys and the Rust Belt. And he'll admit it. He won't lie to you about it. He'll tell you flat out. He was involved with people he shouldn't have been involved with. But, I can remember when Jim, had taken $250,000from a drug raid, kept it, told him to stuff it. I remember when he put, some pretty foul language on billboards across Ohio, if you'll remember, when he won as sheriff, So he put the big FU out there on billboards. He was pretty bad. So he's a tough guy. I mean, to answer your question, he's one of those guys that didn't really care, I worked for Bob Dornan years ago. Bob Dornan's another one of those guys who, early in his career, he didn't care, but he got worn out and got taken over by the system. And what happens is if you want anything to happen favorable, then you better just shut up and do what they tell you. Now, Bob Dornan, when they finally vote-frauded him out of office, became a maniac, right? And kind of lost his candor. But, before that, he was a pretty tough guy. But they let this Sanchez chick, who's still in there, and now her sister's in there, too, God help us. They vote-frauded poor old Bob Dornan right out of his Orange County seat by registering illegals. And nobody wants to do anything about it, and they all know what happened. They all know it's true. Now we got this vote fraud thing going around today, last few days, about Acorn. Well, Acorn are the folks who were responsible for Bob Dornan losing his Orange County seat. Does anybody want to go back and apologize to Bob Dornan now?
Oh, well, I'm the same generation of Barack Obama, and he went to school here in Hawaii with a bunch of my good friends at Punahou. And, if anybody thinks Barack Obama isn't anything but a figurehead that was recruited as a young guy.
Barack Obama was a rich college punk who went up to Afghanistan and helped as part of the Mujahideen there. We're talking about Osama bin Laden.
Obama.
Oh, well, Barack Obama, I don't know what his trip is.
Well, no, he went to school with a bunch of my good friends at Punahou. I'm the same age as him, and one of my best friends was one of his best friends in school here in Hawaii, and he's a...
Don't you think it's interesting that when you say Barack Obama, my brain says Osama bin Laden?
Maybe I said Osama bin Laden. Yeah,
God, I don't think so. There's something about that guy, it just gives me the creeps.
Yeah, I just see what's going on in the right now, especially with the Islamic thing. I really think that the people that know how to pull the strings, it's the same thing that they've been doing for a long time. It's the same thing they did, like, in Spain when you had the Jewish merchants and stuff who invited the Muslims to come in to Christian Spain. It's the same thing over and over. Yeah. You get everybody else fighting your wars while you sit back and really pull the strings. And at the deep down, I think Israel's pulling the strings on the vast majority of the things. They're not the only reason, but
how would Israel? This has always been my question. I'm not being disparaging. How would Israel have the power for that? They are nothing. I mean, when you go up to you've probably never been to a UN. You go up to the UN, they're voted down 168-1 every day. There's nobody in the world that gives a squat about Israel.
Well, the thing about Israel is we're not talking about just the little country. We're talking about all the people who are dispersed throughout all the nations, who are in positions of power, who are in positions of finance.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing how the head of Homeland Security comes from the same family that, if you go back a few generations, they were the same guys, Kamazar for the commies? Everything goes back, and it's not just Israel. I mean, I'm sure you're aware of AIPAC and what kind of power they have.
Yeah, I used to deal with this Josh guy up at AIPAC all the time who runs that thing.
The only thing I can communicate is that it's such a tangled web, but there are very, very distinct players and entities that are involved.
Yeah, but you also have to remember that in a larger context, in a bigger picture, I was raised up as a good Christian boy in a good Christian family, and we always recognize that the deceiver is Satan.
You know, that's how we do, or my view of the world is that I'm always careful not to just assume that the picture is accurate because Satan wants to deceive me into violating God's plan for my life or whatever. So even though it seems that way in some ways, I always wonder, is it really that or is it a deception? You know, I learned about in Washington, the one thing I learned about was disinformation. Man, there's a lot of that out there. So you got to be careful. I don't know that you can point to any one group of people because this conspiracy is so widespread and so powerful that it's just
It's very widespread and it's worldwide. And you're absolutely right when you talk about Satan, because, I mean, what in Hebrew, Satan means the deceiver, the adversary. But you do have to be realistic. And when you do see things that are, you know, everybody always talks about being scientific or statistical. When you actually sit and look at, you know, like the number of people who would be running the Federal Reserve, it's really...
The Federal Reserve is a cartel of 12 family-owned banks that are controlled by the Rothschilds and Jewish interests. I mean, let's be honest.
We see who... It's just funny how... And you can look at countries across the globe.
Right.
And you have a guy like Sarkozy. When you look back in the family...
Yeah, but it's biblical, you know. The Jews are the money changers. It's biblical. Nothing changes under the sun, I think the Bible says.
You're absolutely right.
So there you go. Chris, I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Take it easy.
I just have to be careful because I don't want to... There are some things, some judgments left to a higher power, I think. I just want to be careful about not... I don't want to burn my own soul up judging other people. I'll just try to, you know... I'm a spiritual coward, I guess. Stefan in Austin, Texas, you're on the radio.
Hi, good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing fine.
Say, how about that gold and silver market, huh?
Hey, if you had gold bought, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, you're a rich man.
I bought it in 1999.
Well, there you go.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, something I you've been talking about, the abomination. And I'm just curious is how come there's not more, you know, talking about the lawsuit filed against him by Philip J. Berg in Philadelphia federal court claiming that he's not a natural-born citizen and he's got dual citizenship when he was adopted in Indonesia.
Well, listen, that's a great question. I mean, I read the article myself. I didn't even talk about it much on the air. I guess I didn't think it was that interesting to people.
Yeah, I know. Obviously, I can understand why it's not in the mainstream news media, you know, the controlled media there. But, I mean, it's quite obvious. He's got a forgery as a birth certificate. He can't produce the long file birth certificate. He's got citizenship with Kenya and Indonesia. This guy wasn't born in the country. He's not eligible to run for president. No one's talking about it.
I saw the article, I read the article, I talked about it for a couple of minutes. I don't think anybody called in to talk about it on my show, but I did talk about it for a couple of minutes. You think it's a more important issue than we're making it? Is that what you're saying?
I think it's an incredible, I mean...
You think it's a pivotal issue for the election?
I mean, have Arnold Schwarzenegger run for the presidency and see what happens.
Well, there are people out there who would like to see that.
Austria, right?
Huh?
He's not born in this country, and that's
I understand, but you know there are people who want to change that so that you don't have to be natural born to run.
Well, it's an abomination.
No, it absolutely... Look, I mean, if the guy's not a citizen, he shouldn't be running, but what do you make then of McCain, who was born in Panama?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't believe... First of all, I believe voting's completely rigged anyway, so it doesn't matter who you vote for. The same thing happens no matter what, and they already know who's going to be president, but... I mean, the fact that no one's talking about that this guy wasn't even, you know, there's a in a federal court, this is being filed, and it's been filed in federal court.
The
21st. It's a main issue. It's documented. It's factual. There's, you know, it's...
I'll tell you what, you've inspired me. I didn't realize that people were that interested in it. I'll do a little time on it.
I'm just the guy who was friends with Obama and everyone. I'm sure maybe... he probably knows a little something. He wasn't born in Hawaii.
I think what happens, I've been a friend of Ron Paul's for years, and I've been a Ron Paul supporter. And so I guess when Ron Paul, you know, threw his hat in the ring, I I kind of just didn't care about the presidential election.
Yeah.
So
hey,
I'm just not interested.
Let me ask you, how come if Ralph Nader is still running for president, how come Ron Paul isn't?
You know, I don't know. Ron said he was throwing his endorsement towards Chuck Baldwin.
Yeah, but, I mean, it seemed like he had a lot more support than any of those other fellas.
Well, you mean as far as the third party or the outside guys?
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I think, how would you like to be Ron Paul after all these years, and you come out and you give people a genuine alternative, someone who's actually going to do what the Constitution says a president should do, and the people crap on your head, you know?
They're all eating fluoride and MSG, and they're vaccinated to death.
Well, that may all be true. I appreciate the call. We got to take the break. We'll be back. John Stoutmiller letting me sit in for him. I'm Radio Roger. The phone number, 800-313-9443. Don't go away.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Something happening out there, and you're going to pay for it. They're going to get your wallet, and you'll regret it. Wow. Whew, in for John Stoutmiller, Roger Fredenberg here. This is the Great Big Intel Report Show. We're intelligently reporting on stuff. You know what I'm saying? On stuff. We're talking about stuff here. I don't know. Robert in Holland, you're on the radio. Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing fine.
Oh.
What's on your mind?
Well, you seem to have still some questions about what really happened with 911.
Well, and, I think any honest person has questions. If you think you have the answers, then we're going to all bow to you and call you God Almighty. How's that?
No. There's a couple of days after 911, Fox News made a four-part in-depth study with Carl Cameron about Israel and Israeli spying in and around America.
Yeah.
And in that, I think it was in the first episode, he found that there was a company called Zoomcopter, and they had everywhere sales booths in and around New York and all these places.
Yeah.
And these guys were selling some stupid toys which flew in the air, but it turned out to be a front for the Israeli Secret Service. And later on it turned out that a lot of these guys were explosive ordnance unit specialists. And Fox News pulled all these videos offline, but they have been saved on the internet and you can download them.
And what is the point of that now?
The point of that, at the moment that 911 was committed, all these guys were in and around the World Trade Centers.
Yeah.
And you can download the whole stuff. You
okay? Well, I don't know what that means. Again, is that guilt by proximity, guilt by association? What does that tell me? I mean, there are lots of Israeli spies in New York City all the time. I don't know.
Yeah.
If that comes as a shock to you all of a sudden?
At the time, we're explosive ordnance unit specialists.
Okay. So what you're saying then? What you're trying? You're like the guys who tried to tell me that there was not a plane that ran into the Pentagon, right?
I don't know. They had all these. On Saturdays you have guys who have these model airplanes who fly around, and the military has all these.
You're telling me that you don't think that the plane flew into the Pentagon.
Oh, they flew something into the Pentagon, all right. But it wasn't.
Well, no, I can tell you flat out, plain and simple, no questions asked, that a very large, giant passenger plane, which is exactly described in the news media, that plane with my friend Barbara Olson crashed into the Pentagon. You want to know why I know that?
Yeah. Okay.
Because I saw it happen. I was there.
Oh.
So, you know what? When you were there and you saw it happen, and then you hear all these crackpots telling you that it didn't happen?
I have to rely on what's on the internet. I have to admit that.
Okay. I was there. I was in Washington, D.C. Google my name. I was there. We'll be back. Roger Fredenberg. Good God. Here they go again.
Take America back. We must take America.